I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend marks the celebration of our hunting and fishing heritage here in the Mountain State, with the National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration marking its 31st year Saturday and Sunday in Lewis County. We'll talk more about the big shindig when we come back.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth. But did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
Since 1978, the DNR and the West Virginia Wildlife Federation have been putting on the National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration in West Virginia. What began as a modest gathering of sportsmen at what was known then as the French Creek Game Farm has grown into the largest outdoor hunting and fishing expo in the state and the second largest such gathering in the United States. Jerry Westfall is the overseer of the event for the DNR and says there are strong reasons for putting on this celebration.
I think because of the outdoor heritage that we have in this state. And that's one of the main reasons that we're having a National Hunting and Fishing Day. And I must mention we've hosted this for 31 years together with the West Virginia Wildlife Federation, going back in 1978 when they had it at French Creek Game Farm, which later became the West Virginia Wildlife Center. And but the reason that we have this is because of our outdoor heritage here in the state, and we're hoping to continue that tradition.
Westfall says celebrating and continuing the activities so many West Virginians enjoy is only part of the allure. The bigger reason is to expose youngsters to hunting and fishing activities through positive experience.
That is one of the main reasons, if not the main reasons, that we do National Hunting and Fishing Day. Also to preserve our outdoor heritage that we have in the state. But we're hoping to promote the recruitment and retention of young budding hunters, fishermen, and wildlife watchers, and those older individuals that have temporarily abandoned these sports.
Back again this year, world-renowned archer Byron Ferguson will be putting on several displays, and Westfall says there are some very popular functions.
Fly fishing demonstrations, bird dog demonstrations, many, many more. We also have seminars, including coyote calling and hunting by Tom Bechdel. That's always a big draw. Chris Walls gives a turkey hunting and calling presentation. We also have activities and displays. And for young people, we have the Outdoor Youth Challenge.
And that's just a smattering of the activities you can enjoy. There are new activities, including care for taxidermy mounts and tree stand safety seminars. It truly takes a couple of days to see it all. Now, this year, the event conflicts with the WVU Marshall game in Morgantown, but that's not discouraging. In fact, it'd be a great weekend to see the game on Saturday, then stop by Stonewall Jackson on Sunday to take in the day's activities. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.